Good morning. My name is Reverend Randall Massengill. I'm the pastor at Lafayette First United Methodist Church. We are located at 301 South Main Street in Lafayette, Georgia. Our worship services are at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship with you.
Gospel of Luke,
the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Luke,
verses 32 through 40. Hear these words of the Lord. "Do not be afraid, little flock," said Jesus, "for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves and do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief or comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the bride banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the day or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what time the hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." Here ends the reading. These are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. May we pray. Enable us to be ready, O Lord, at any hour when the trumpet blows, when Gabriel is ready and takes that deep breath, and we hear it. May we have expected ears and expected eyes and expected lives to receive that which we know has been promised from the beginning of time. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Have you ever woke up and thought that you had been left behind? Have you ever woke up and you looked around and nobody was there and you wondered where everybody was? When I was a little boy, I used to spend a week or so with my aunt down in Sell Creek. And I was there and we were taking a nap. And I was on one of the beds, the guest beds. So I was in there laying down. And when I woke up, I looked around and nobody was there. I went in my aunt's bedroom and nobody was there. I went in the kitchen and nobody was there. I went in the living room and nobody was there. I looked outside and nobody was there. I looked in the bathrooms and the door was open, which meant nobody was there. And I want you to know, as a little boy, I thought, oh my gosh, God has come and he has forgotten me. As a little boy, that's what I thought. I grew up with two parents who took me to church and sat beside me, and I learned in church that there is a God in heaven who created us for himself, and that he's not going to leave us here, that when we pass from this world to the next, he will have a place prepared for us. He may come before we die, he may come after we die, but he is coming back. You and I have grown up with that as long as we have been alive. But sometimes I wonder, brothers and sisters, if that becomes common. I wonder if you and I wake up each day and before we get up, if we say to ourselves, today may be the day that our Lord returns. I wonder if you and I say that. Or if we just assume that, or if that doesn't even pass our conscience. Yesterday, Mary, Timothy, and I, we went to Walmart. Did you hear me? Yeah. I don't have to preach anymore, do I? I could just pronounce the benediction and you all would get it, wouldn't you? You all know where I'm going with this, I think. I think you know Amen, Jimmy? I mean, I think you know where I'm going with this. I hear you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I said, Mary, I would like to change our routine as we go to Walmart today. And she said, well, what would you like to do? I said, I would like for you and Timothy and me not to separate. So usually when we go to Walmart, Timothy goes one way and Mary and I go another way. That's just routine. But yesterday, I didn't want to do that. My awareness level had been raised, and I thought to myself, if I need to get out, I sure don't want to be hunting anybody. I want to be together and us get out together. I don't know that I really enjoyed myself yesterday at Walmart because we went in the auto place. That's how we went into Walmart. And as we were walking, I kept saying to myself, okay, to the right is the auto place, and I know where the exit is. As we kept walking through the store, I said, okay, now we're halfway in the middle of the store. The auto place is behind me, and over here are some exits. Even though I don't know where they go, at least I know that's where they are. And all of a sudden, I began talking to myself about, if I need to get out of here, I know where that way goes. I'm not sure where that way goes, but right now I'm in the middle of the store, and I know that in tennis, you don't want to be in no man's land. You want to be either in the right corner or left corner. You don't want to be too close to the net. So, yesterday while we were at Walmart, my awareness level was extremely high. And we went there differently. And it made me think about how I get up every day and how I live. Sometimes I wonder if I think and say to Mary, you know, Mary, I hope you and Timothy and I are ready to go, because while he's at Unique and you're doing your cards and I'm at the church, if Jesus comes, we won't have to find each other. We'll know where we are. Sometimes there is fear that comes into our minds and our hearts when things happen to us, because sometimes we sense how small we are and how big other things are. You know, the Bible says something that's supposed to be comforting to us. I sort of looked at it. I mean, it's in the Bible today. It talks about that you shouldn't fear those persons who can destroy the body, because once they destroy the body, that's all they can do to it. And I thought, is that your point? Is that your point? I mean, if someone destroys your body, what else can they do to you? And I'm thinking, I mean, isn't that enough? I mean, then what? Then what? Is my question. And then Jesus says, then that's where I take over. Don't stand in awe of those who can destroy the body. Stand in awe of the one who is in total control of your existence. Stand in awe of that one. Nothing else. He says to us, little flock, don't think that you have to fight for the kingdom of God. Don't think that you have to take it away from somebody, because I'm the only one who has it, and I'm going to give it to you. It's a grace. It's a reign. I give myself to those whom I choose. You don't have to fight for it. You don't have to take it away from somebody. I will give it to you. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. What you need in your life, I am willing to give it to you. I will give it to you. It's a free gift. So don't fear, little flock. I know what you need, and I will see that you have it. Now, those words should probably be enough. But you know, sometimes faith is a very hard thing to practice. Faith is a very hard work to do. Because we have to work at having faith. We have to work at belief. Because there are so many things that you and I see day by day that teaches what can happen if we believe the wrong thing. If we trust the wrong thing, we know what can happen. And as a result, we don't always know what to trust and who to trust and who to believe. Well, so-and-so said this. Well, so-and-so said that. Well, so-and-so said this. And so-and-so said that. Well, it's at the opposite end of the spectrum. Who should I believe? Should I believe them or should I believe them? Where's the truth? Probably in the middle. Who do I believe? Who do I trust? Who do I put my faith in? Sometimes at the end of the news, they always say something good, don't they? It only lasts for 30 seconds, but thank God for the 30 seconds. I love that story that I heard this past week of a man who had a vehicle. I forget what kind of automobile it was, but he had it since his teenage years, and it was the love of his life. And then, you know, many of us call vehicles she, her. I don't know too many cars that's named him. I mean, even a Hemi is called her. And he had this car all of his life, and it meant so much to him. But then he met another love of his life. And she found out she had cancer. And he didn't have the money to pay for it. But this vehicle was worth some money. So he sold it so that he could pay for his wife's cancer treatment. As time went on, his children remembered what he did. And they went seeking for it. And they found it on Craigslist. They had the DMV number, and it matched, and it was his. And his children went and purchased the car and brought it back and gave it to him. His reaction was priceless. He couldn't even touch it. It seemed so unreal. But that's not the best part. Ford Motor Company heard about it. And they came and got it. And they restored it to being brand new. Today, I come to tell you about a God who lost his children, who came to win them back. And to redeem them so that when he returns, we can go with him. Brothers and sisters, you and I can be ready at this very moment to be called back to the one who created us in the beginning. He gives himself to us freely. We don't have to fight for it. We don't have to kill somebody and take it from them. It is a gift of himself that he gives to you and to me. And it's ours at the receiving. I ask you, and I ask myself, when you hear the trumpet blow, will you recognize the sound? Will you know that that sound is calling for you? And will you know that that means that you're getting ready to leave this world to enter another? Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go? I think we've probably been preached that most of our life, haven't we? And we all sit here and we go, yeah, preacher, yeah, I know the answer. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, we're ready to go, preacher. But you know, he's probably not going to come today. He's not going to come tomorrow. He's probably not going to come for a long, long time. And then I remember what the Bible says. He's going to come at the most unexpected time. It may be when you and I give up, if we ever do, which I pray we don't, that we don't think He'll ever come because, well, He hadn't come yet, so He's probably never going to come. That will probably be the time when He does. For it's in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, may we pray. It is our desire, O Lord, to be ready for Your coming. We are aware that You are a person of Your word. If You said that You are coming, You're going to come. You are already here, but then there is going to be another level in which You shall return. You said, O Lord, that if You go, You will prepare a place for us. And if You prepare a place for us, You will come back and You will take us to that place. So today, O Lord, we pray that there is nothing in our life more precious, more treasured than our relationship with You and neighbor and self. We pray that our treasure is in heaven. We pray that that is where our heart is, and that's where all of our possessions lie. It is our desire, O Lord, to be that kind of person today. For we pray this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Scriptures, we pray it. Amen. It's 149, 145. I surrender all. Look and see if that's... I've got it marked here. Let me get it. 148. 148. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.